Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how financial statistics can be deceiving and warned that the forecasts are often based on incorrect or false data. Here is a fresh example. 3 days ago, Comerica Bank brought Dr. Robert Dye, the bank's chief economist, to Lansing to present his 2015 financial outlook. I met with him later to ask questions about his presentation. He first reviewed his prior year's outlook. By his reckoning, he was on target with about two-thirds of his forecasts, and he missed about one-third. No analyst ever gets everything right. If these results were accurate, he would be worth paying attention to. As he reviewed his list where he said he got it right in 2014, I noted that almost all of them used incorrect data or fabricated information. For instance, he claimed the U.S. jobs market was strong last year, even though the percentage of the U.S. labor force holding jobs actually fell, that the Internal Revenue Service did not bring in higher payroll tax collections, and the number of full-time jobs fell sharply and were offset by more part-time jobs. In other words, Dr. Dye's jobs market claim was incorrect. As Dr. Dye made his forecast for 2015, where he shared a middle-of-the-road outlook, he repeated the statistical errors. In presentations, there's never enough time to cover every point. However, I noticed I omitted a major bombshell coming our way. The Governmental Accounting Standards Board will issue pronouncements 5 months from now to require all levels of government to report their unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and other retirement benefits. The financial hit to the U.S. economy, which will have to be disclosed by 2016 or 2017, will exceed $100 trillion. I asked Dr. Dye why he omitted this information. He was familiar with the issue, but he stated that he did not think this problem was important. I don't know about you, but I don't think the imminent bankruptcy of almost all governments in this country is unimportant. This one point perfectly demonstrates why you need to be careful when listening to such so-called experts. By the way, I'm not picking on Dr. Dye personally. He is one of many self-proclaimed economic or financial experts who simply don't know enough about what they are talking. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.